The rips and stains that scar a stuffed animal can be seen as medallions of love, the physical manifestations of the deep bonds connecting an inanimate object to a child. Commentator Alyssa Eli notes that the bonds that tie a parent and child are somewhat more difficult to discern.
In our family, the moon and stars are important. So is the sun. But they all dimmed beside the glow of Lammy. Lammy slept in my little girl's crib, traveled to daycare in her arms, and snuck into kindergarten in a backpack. Lammy never missed a day of school and never complained about the lunches I made. Through years of love, she lost some luster. Her wool rubbed off, one eye disappeared, and even though she had no bone density to lose, she shrank severely. But that made no difference. Wherever we traveled, she traveled with us, hauled by a stub of ear or a former paw. She saw the Northeast Corridor by train, Texas by plane, and Las Vegas by limo. When Rebecca turned 5, the doctor gave her shots in both arms. Of course, Lammy was in the office, too, held in a vise without minding a bit. Afterwards, in the aisle of the candy store, we found Ms. X. Ms. X was an obese pink cat with sparkles on her paws and coarse yarn for fur. She had none of Lammy's wry intelligence and looked to me like she would give herself to any high bidder. But I admit there was something dazzling about her. Rebecca fell hard, and so we bought her. "I'll name her Crystal," she said, carrying her tenderly to the car. "I guess Crystal will have a lot to learn from Lammy," I said. I wanted to make sure relations were straight. "I don't think so," she said. In the car, Crystal bumped Lammy off the lap of honor and onto the floor. When we pulled into the school lot, I couldn't stand it. "Aren't you taking Lammy?" I said. "You always take Lammy." "Not today," she said, and slammed the door with her foot because Crystal was in her arms. All day I carried Lammy from room to room. She was philosophical. I was distressed beyond words. It took until after-school pickup to realize why. Lammy is the future enacted. My little girl who loves the moon, stars, and sun so much, but then leaves Lammy, will also love and leave us. I think we won't be as gracious about it as Lammy, with her one-eyed Zen wisdom. She knows that the natural direction of growth is up and away. She doesn't yearn to be central in someone's life when it's no longer possible. That's one difference between us. Another is that Lammy's heart, which is not human, is never broken.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts.